Right, I'm here to wish you all a happy new year. And the last year was exceptional, as you found out from part one. But this part focuses on what we the people did more. A year with increased togetherness that came from and within the group itself. And a year of its outstanding progress in the communal gatherings, the THI shows, the most listened to shows, and the year that THI came together and created the new blueprint for humanity. Music with a purpose continued throughout the year. Songs that were repeated were clues for you all to catch on to. Don't feel bad if you didn't, because as you will find out in this show, we deal with and on so many levels with this show and its information. We even got some live downloads in one show. Members in the village will know those events brings much clarity. And we as a collective, and that is the important part, made some astonishing progress, developments and events this past year. Some of which will last for many a long year into the future. As 2022 disappears into the past, we will take what we gain from it to create a better future. So what did we do this year, which is now last year? The websites. So many things were added this year, like the thi-show.com website, the improvements to the TPC and Think Different websites with extra graphics, more relevant words, captions, and some funny mini videos as well. All delightfully done by Nick O'Neill, Carl Appel, and Kelly Pitroff. And I thank all three of them for their efforts. THI-Show was built from scratch following YouTube's continued reticence to hear or accept the truth. And so all the shows dating back to 2016, the transcripts dating back to August 2018, are on the site. The shows are all there for free, and the transcripts are free apart from the last 3 months, all available for people to comb over and take stock or remind themselves of pieces they may have missed. Remember, we are the only show with 100% accountability. And that is important to me, not for me, but for you. You have a chance to go back over what was said and revealed. Unlike every other show, I stand behind my words. A search engine was updated and added for members to find key pieces within a particular show. But other things were also added, like memes and even a bookstore. More on that later. Show themes were added. The expose series, other must listen to, from his story to our story, and from his story to our story plus. All in neat categories for ease to find and catch up with. Another thing that was added that came about due to more interference and excessive charging of Patreon, which is my main source of income, was the website team created a membership section on this website in three classic THI memes. And this was done so I could have my Patreon transferred over to the website, and also it carries less fees than Patreon charged. And so the website team came up with three THI meme categories: Tiny, Ponder, and Common Sense. Oh my, people will cry. You can't possibly do Common Sense, as it's so rare these days. But yes, THI does Common Sense in bucket loads. And so Tiny gets you the shows and the transcripts, Ponder gets you the shows, transcripts, and must listen to transcripts, and the Common Sense gets all three, and a monthly call with me, the latter of which has been hugely popular, and we have another one this coming Saturday. There's more to come on and from the websites next year as our new website guy Vidyu works things through, and a big thanks to him for stepping up. From his story to our story. We began the year having just completed the original series and the long awaited and the epic part 9. And there was many confirms of that show this past year also. The additional parts called the Plus series added another 8 this year, and it just keeps growing. Now, I did receive a lot of extra help this year, and that allowed me to expand some of the operations of THI. And in the middle of the year, we decided to do a book version of these shows. And finally, the guy who doesn't read books becomes an author. Now, many members have taken part in that production leading up to the launch of the first volume in September with much fanfare. And a lot of work has gone into that first volume, from proofreading to graphics for the cover, forewords and afterword, and all the indexes. And then the grammar checking and the slight alterations here and there to remove some of the, shall we say, colloquialisms from the show. And suddenly it was all ready for publication. Prior to that, though, our team found a problem with the original name, From Russia With Love. And due to potential copyright issues, I came up with From His Story to Our Story, as essentially that is what the book delivers. I even sent a copy to my mother, and she's loving it, although she thinks it's heavy stuff to grasp. Indeed it is. And many of you will recall when they were first done, and everyone was like, wow, this is so different. And yes, there were triggers in the book, particularly for religious or spiritual people. But the book reveals the sordid history of our past, unlike the pro-pagan Dar version we have been given. As I wrote this sometime last month, I had just done the final proofread for Volume 2, and that should be out for publication soon. Volume 2 had a slight change from the show format to fit in with a certain flow of the book. Out went Part 6 and also 8B, and we went with the Parts 5, 7, 8A and 8C. Now, Part 6 was all the Russian names one. And it didn't fit into the book flow. Part 8B, which is all about the Black Sun, will go into Volume 4. Now, Volume 3, work on that has already started by the team, and they will present it to me when my input is required this year. We are expecting to have Volume 3 out sometime around Easter. I'm very proud of the book, and I greatly appreciate all the names who made it happen. And a big thank you to the book team. But that wasn't the only book connected to our show this past year, as our Positive Action and Law groups took it upon themselves to create a book all about consent. A fascinating look into how we have consented to so many things due to our ignorance, plus healthy doses of their deceit. And it explored of how we can take back our consent, how consent is manufactured through deceptive forms of mass manipulation. But consent is a fictional term describing the collection of one or more internal mind processes, including cognition, perception, identification, sensation, comprehension, volition, which are used to evaluate one or more acts regarding certain property or rights, and communicate or not communicate approval. But no consent exists if fraud, deception, threat, fear or duress can be proven. There can be no consent under duress. And it is all about how we take our own responsibility for our actions and engagements. And people need to be self-aware to the point that they can define what purpose they want to serve in life. And this is also called setting your boundaries. Boundaries in terms of your PSI field, brain and heart. It then went into informed consent. Informed consent can be said to be given when a person has been educated, heaven forbid, to understand the facts and considers the implication and possible consequences of an action which will impact them. Now, implied or expressed consent was the next topic covered. And implied consent is dependent on the circumstances that exist which lead a reasonable person to believe that this consent was given, although no direct or explicit words of consent or agreement has actually been written or expressed. An implied consent is based on the person's behaviours or actions in particular situations or surroundings. It delved into imposter spirits, astral parasitism, and demonic attachments. The next topic was explicit consent. And that means that an individual must have provided a positive indication that they agree to their personal data being shared. Explicit consent can be provided in both oral or writing forms. Imposter spirit. An imposter is defined as an entity or human being that is saying words or expressions or making representations that it does not embody, nor comprehend, nor behave, or act in accordance with. A person who pretends to be someone else in order to deceive others, especially for fraudulent gain. An imposter spirit is the Luciferian or satanic spirit which promotes false light authority and anti-life architecture through deception, lies of omission, manipulation with malice to promote intentional harm, death or destruction to serve its personal agenda. The book went into looking at a few ways of the system manipulates consent away from us at every level, mental, emotional, physical and spiritual. And the final part of the book covered various topics like food sovereignty, financial sovereignty, IT sovereignty, spiritual sovereignty and using revocations. Good spiritual hygiene was also covered, setting a personal declaration of intent example, and spiritual hygiene includes bathing. The book ended on shadow work, how to heal and integrate the darkness of traumas within. Shadow work integration is vitally important. Seek to become whole and balanced, which is integrating the self aspect, and you become the one doll, not a nest of dolls. Then we are better able to cope and no longer projecting onto others and adding negativity to the collective consciousness. Simply put, we create what we judge. Knowing all things have an appropriate place in time, even when we do not like or agree with it, means we are no longer fighting against life, but in co-creation with it. And as long as we remain ignorant of our shadow side, this will be projected, just like a loop-based movie or former planetary cycle. And it is our obligation and responsibility to take ownership of our own contribution to the current state of the world by loving and accepting ourselves as whole beings. A fascinating booklet designed to help you all, that all came about by the efforts of people working together. You see, it does work. And things happen when committed people come together with sensible and common sense ideas and work together in a harmonic balance that is devoid of unbalanced egos, competitive and comparative mindsets, and just letting the creative juices and the collective consciousness flow. This past year, we then created what is now known as the Tiny Series. And we introduced it late this year. And it will be a series of shows on a single topic that always dot connects to other parts of our shows. And those shows are shorter by a third to a half and have been very popular to date. And so far we've done two of them, the Lacerta Files involving the alleged reptilian interview in 1999 and the other one called What the L Is This? Effing L's everywhere, it seems. And you can look forward to more of them in the coming year, if no time allows. The People's Club. The TBC underwent several changes this year on a financial, business and director level. We also changed our registered agents from Harbour Compliance, who were not very compliant in returning calls, into the delightfully named URS Group, U-R-S. The synchronicity of that should not be lost on members. Now the TBC and myself received much more help this past year, and that allowed certain changes and plans to be unveiled. And this will be the last year that I do all the paperwork for the TBC. I will continue as the president, despite being challenged by a few members to replace me and the TBC group entirely during the autumn, and I will also in part operate as the treasurer. The reason being, we now have a designated secretary to do all the paperwork and keep all the files in order, and we were delighted to bring in Marnie Patterson to fulfil that role. Now, following the resignation of the previous director, Michelle Hangsack, and we thank her for her efforts, I moved quickly to appoint another director on a temporary basis to see if it was suitable for both parties. And later, that became a full role as a director for the TBC for Roger Isaacs. Holly Higgs-Peterson was retained by the TBC in a chairwoman role, and everyone was happy with the appointments and their new roles. The treasury role, which has been solely done by myself, will be shared next year with one of the two directors. Now we have moved to register the TBC in New Mexico. This will then allow us to move the bank from Florida to the village area, which will make things a lot simpler. The TBC financials. We started off the year with $31,737 and made steady progress with the funds available this year. Although donations were down 20% on last year, we are still making progress in what we deliver with the funds. The ending figure in the bank was $33,103. Now, the one plot of land in the village we purchased last year may now be sold to a member sometime around spring, and that will also add another member to the village. The TBC did a couple of loans this year, both of which was interest-bearing for the TBC at the request of the members. And one has been paid in full and the other is 3 months in. We collected a total of $20,147 in donations this year and also received $9,090 in loan returns, including $2,500 off the TP Village lot investment. One loan was paid off, the second one will be paid off in February. We spent a total of $9,442 on investments this year, the bulk of which may be returned in this coming year. And the investments we made this year was for a tractor that will serve two purposes in and around the village. One, it will aid those in the village to improve their land, prepare their land for home building and also general maintenance of the yards. Members have and will be chipping in with the costs of the tractor as they gain use of it. And this saves the members money and also contributes to the loan agreement of the tractor. Now the second purpose is for us to lease out the tractor, charging a cheaper rate than the locals, and the proceeds will go towards the cost of the tractor and also create a small part-time job for a member, and all the profits will go to the TBC. And so it is a win-win-win for all concerned. The second investment was much smaller as we invested in a coffee-producing startup business. And the idea behind it is it generates income for one of the members and people can purchase it at a good price and it generates interest in the TPC as it is called the TPC Brewer Coffee with our own TPC personalised labels. Now the profits of this also goes to the TPC. And we're hoping with that venture it can expand out and generate more jobs, income, interest and profits for the TPC. And those that challenged my role as the TPC director this year complained about the investments and stated the TPC should not be funding these items as they benefit only the village. Two things regarding that is, A, I stated in April of 2021 if certain things didn't happen or go to plan, we would use the donations more for the village. And B, it must be remembered, and this is important, none of the directors are making money on the investments, and C, the investments are a way of generating more income for the TBC. There has been a communal gathering since April of last year for fundraising, and despite two or three members valiantly trying to get in on the grants for the TPC, it appears that avenue is a closed shop. No other attempts to generate funds for the TPC was forthcoming, and so we have decided to generate our own in the village initially, and it is initially, but with more funds we can expand this out to other places around the country, and that is the idea. Now, requested help for donation for members who were struggling accounted for $4,464 this year. A loan of $7,500 was sent out, most of which will be returned back next year. The filing fees accounted for $1,655. Office equipment was $99, general expenses $2,276, some of which helped members' needs. The show costs with the extra Zoom capacity and fees came to $865 for the year, whilst the fees for the website and advertising increased this year due to the extra websites, server upgrades and a complete revamp of them, the costs for the year amounted to $1,570. Now, whilst the ending balance is only $1,400 more than last year, once the loans are returned next year and we sell the village lot in spring, as a potential sale of it is already arranged, our overall balance will be around $65,000. We looked into a second for-profit TPC company to be set up, and that is now placed on hold and is dependent upon key decisions to be made in the near future. As always, the figures will be presented soon for transparency and any questions or suggestions you may have. Right, this next part of a fairly comprehensive roundup of 2022 is just some of the things that the communal gatherings have done this past year. The Positive Action Group assisted the Law Group heavily in some parts. The New Blueprint for Humanity, the Consent Book, which we've just covered, and also put school boards on notice this year as well. The School Curriculum Communal Gathering. And they felt in order to give ourselves a direction to go in and to continue to work towards creating a path for schooling for our children that will include spiritual guidance as well as academic and vocational pathways, they have begun to write a booklet for parents and teachers. And we started with the parents and teachers because they cannot teach what they do not know. Now, the first thing that they must know is that they are the guardians and trustees of the children sent to them, not the owners. And they need to learn to respect children as fully adult souls and little bodies, born with their own agendas and directions in which to go to fulfill their destiny and spiritual development. Now, this will be a short booklet with some basic directions on subjects such as clearing, centering, grounding and shielding, active meditation, shadow work, living in the present, and also the six hooks. And they said they are making good progress and hope to complete the book early next year. The health and wellness communal gathering. A health and wellness group have begun to write a booklet also, with the goal of providing some basic self-care and self-healing guidelines. And this book will include directions for clearing, centering, grounding and shielding, some simple but effective physical cleansers, some herbal detox recipes and instructions, basic nutritional guidelines, first aid, and simple natural therapies. And it is our hope that it will act as a catalyst to help people transition from 100% dependence on the medical system to adopting a more proactive approach to the health and wellness of their families and themselves. And the book will include some of the spiritual aspects to caring for one's health and wellness as well, as may seem appropriate as we progress with the writing and editing. The Law Communal Gathering. In January 2022, the law team formed a core group to meet weekly. And the core group consisted of Roger Isaacs, Amy Bruno, Michael Blaha and Kelly Pitroff. And we agreed to adopt the Eucadia model and the true rule of law as our foundation, which was developed by Franco Collins from Australia. Now, Frank has spent over 40 years researching the origins and provenance of law and created an incredible body of knowledge that exposes the lies and fraud of the current legal system. It explains what the true rule of law is and offers a comprehensive model that, if adopted, would restore the true rule of law on this planet. Eucadia is the unique collective awareness, and DIA, D-I-A, is the sum of all ideas. And it is the idea that every cell, every atom, every particle is aware, and they work together to form self-aware life forms and all of creation. And as each self-aware being is a single unit of unique collective awareness, known as the Divine Creator, we are all equal, with equal rights to use the resources on this planet to live our lives, with the only limits being to do no harm to others. And this forms the golden rule of law, that all are equal under the law and no one is above the law. And they set out a number of objectives for 2022 and have accomplished most of what we set out to do. Create a Eucadia University in the MeWe law page. And the university contains folders broken out into key areas of Eucadia knowledge, making it easier for people to follow a loose curriculum. And by creating a system of stepping stones, our intention was to make it easier for people to study the material and figure out their own individual approach. Deliver the 12-part intro to law presentations in a series of 3-hour long Zooms that are scheduled once a month. Now, to date, they have completed parts 1 through 9, covering cognitive law, the fundamentals of law, trusts, estates, corporations and funds, securities, money, logic, rhetoric and argument, and modern courts. And parts 10 through 13 will be scheduled for early 2023. The intro series is a wonderful body of knowledge and gives the participants the basics on which to build. It does not replace the need for deep study, he said. And it has taken Roger at least 2.5 years of study to fully grasp the concepts and unravel the current legal system. Other things they were a part of is to form study groups across THI and encourage the creation of local support communities. And the first group started in November around the Eucadia community model. And they are exploring the social aspect of community, what it means to be a community of trust and how they can collaborate. Now, the law team helped develop some of the solutions in the new blueprint for humanity. We helped research, write and edit a number of solutions, as well as contribute articles that will be released at a later date. And they say it's been an amazing year for us as we accomplished all that we set out to do. We have applied these concepts in real life in dealing with travel restrictions, quarantine and vaccine mandates. One member has kept his job whilst working for a federally regulated company that tried to force vax mandates and was actively firing people for refusing. And through his understanding of law and consent, he was able to educate the executive and they backed down. He's also crossed the Canadian-US land border in both directions multiple times, each time educating border officials and refusing to consent to unlawful mandates. We know they are planning more unlawful strategies such as digital passports and potential restrictions. However, we have learned that when a group of determined individuals refuses to consent and remains true to the law, we can make a serious impact on their plans. 2022 was a foundational year for the law team. We are excited about 2023 and looking to how we can develop the group, encourage more people to join us, study, help form UKDA TPC communities and restore the true rule of law on this planet for our children and children's children. The Gardening and Non-GMO Food Communal Gathering. Over the past year, has filled the forum with information, discussions and ideas on gardening and food security related topics. There is a topic with extensive links of reference to informative videos and websites. We formulated our vision mission statement. We work together to complete the food and soil sustainability solutions for the new Blueprint for Humanity manifesto. And in their weekly Zooms, they have covered a broad range of topics. We have talked a lot about the long-term damage of chemically based farming, and we have shared ideas on how to transition to working with nature and the animals instead of trying to control the earth to meet our needs. We have acknowledged that energy and intent play an important role in the process, and our solutions have been focused on healing the bacterial life cycle in the soil to reduce the need for fertilizer and to eventually restore the earth to the self-sustaining and healthy place that it once was. We have shared so much and learned a lot, but most importantly, we have made lifelong friendships and discovered just how much we can accomplish when we come together. Exactly, and there is the proof that it works again. It has been a long journey of compiling the gardening guide with unexpected delays, but with perseverance, we completed more than 500 pages of information on how to grow vegetables, herbs, fruit and nut trees. Now, once we tidy up the issues that are left on the websites, we will be chatting with the gardening group about creating a website for their growing list compilation. The women's group. On January the 1st, 2022, two women's groups were created for THI female members. In order to accommodate time zones, one group was for the American Canadian women and the other was for the European Australian women. Now, the introductory groups were designed as such, not divisive, not a women against men group, no bashing of anyone, a non-competitive group. And the group is not designed to offer advice or counselling. And the purpose was and remains to redefine the feminine, to encourage all participants to go within for their answers, to encourage women to be and embrace the feminine, and to learn to trust themselves and other women. And they say we must heal the feminine for the benefit of the all. In these groups, members discuss many issues, including but not limited to characteristics, behaviours we would like to see in all women, to how to think from the heart, what is the divine, how to work together with the all, for the all, defining femininity, what is love, gossiping, aggressive versus assertive, and more. Now, in July, one of the members of the American Canadian group asked if we could open up a discussion on changing the format. and it was proposed that perhaps the group could open up to advice and suggestions offered to other members who presented personal issues. Now, the members overwhelmingly decided to change the format to accommodate this change. The Euro-Australian group decided to keep the original format. All members felt the tremendous support provided by the group, emotionally and otherwise, as in the process of sharing, we've been going through personal, emotional and healing moments and have been creating a peaceful, balanced and loving space that benefited everyone. In November, due to a significant decline of members in the American-Canadian group, all women of both groups weighed in on how to accommodate the all of THI women who wish to continue with the groups and Aussie women who needed a better time schedule. And this allowed for one group for the all every other Wednesday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. The group has changed the name to THI TPC All Women's Group. And since this change, the group has become stronger and the numbers of regularly participating members has averaged 13 to 15 every other Wednesday. And the intention was set in the highest frequency for the all, and we are now experiencing the shifts of those intentions manifesting in the most beautiful ways together. There has been tremendous growth due to members doing their inner work that has manifested in a true love of each other and is flowing out to all THI members and the world at large. And we look forward to continuing to create a new way forward for all women and sharing our love, gifts and femininity in a positive high frequency way that is uplifting for the all. The progress of the communal gatherings has been a source of joy and pride for me this year. Major progress made within all of them. Major progress of the members involved in them as well, as they suddenly find a voice and or skills that had lain dormant. And with the encouragement given, many members went on to excel in themselves this year. And I'm asking you all to keep it going. The key to it all is people learning to all work together again. And that may have seemed a simple task, but as we have found out, it's not. People's egos get in the way, low self-worth and the lack of self-confidence plays into it also. And because of that, people tend to shy away and leave it all to the few. And some of those few are only too willing to hog the limelight, which then makes some people go into their shells a bit. Now, part of that has been corrected in a few of the gatherings over the past few months, and people are beginning to not only come out of their shells, but shining as well. The village. The village began the year with one house and two members, and we had regular additions throughout the year. In came Marnie to the village in spring, and then I arrived early to mid-summer. And finally, my vision was coming to fruition, and it was a joyous occasion. Next was to follow was Todd, and quickly followed by our long-standing admin, Holly. Then came Jim, another addition. But other members came to Farmington this year, but they are not currently residing in the village, but live close to us. Kathy, Jacob and Paula all joined the community this year, and we have had several gatherings of the groups, including now the regular meet-up and veritable feast after the show at the now-named Marnieverse. And the meet-ups in Marnie's backyard rendered much to see and observe during the summer, including one spectacular performance that was witnessed by myself and Marnie, of how five craft combined in the sky and went into the same shape as the Southern Cross. More on that later. And this was just after finishing a show, speaking of the Southern Cross. But after we observed it and acknowledged it, they dissipated very quickly, and for the next numbers of hours, numbers of military planes were crisscrossing the sky to find the craft. It was a lot of fun to watch. We have also received other attention this year since I moved in, of three attack helicopters going right over the house, no more than 50 feet up. And I personally was outside at the time calling them on at the top of the hill. Thankfully for them, they didn't engage. But even that was not the end of it, as a C-130, which is a real large plane, came low over the hill opposite my home and proceeded to go full tilt towards the house, level with the house. It was heading straight for us and no more than 100 yards away when it banked and showed its full undercarriage replete with some very strange pods, and the plane was less than 100 feet up, which is illegal, and performing a bank of that nature just above homes is a complete no-no. But it was fun nonetheless. Several other sightings of crafts appeared during the summer. They got the friend or foe treatment and disappeared into mist within seconds. At least three other members will be joining us next year before the summer, and much progress has been made in the village that has generated some clown interest, but that is not a concern. The greatest thing has been the camaraderie between us all, and it's great to see that unfolding. People from various states, various backgrounds and walks of life all coming together and having fun together. And we've also come up with various ideas for start-up businesses in the village, two of which have been invested in, and hoping for that to expand and grow more this year. All in all, it's been a very good year for the village. Oops. In my desire to get to the music break, as I was desperate to go to the toilet, I missed reading out a whole line of the last piece of the village. Oh, well. Because I miss people out. Because we had another member join us who's made a huge progress in the time she's been at the village, which is very pleasing to me and the people in the village, and that is Amy Bruno. And the other line was Michelle and Philip Whitke will be useful additions to the village in the coming year. Right, now I've emptied my bladder, we can get back to the show. The big show, and there was many, was the precursor to the blueprint and the solution show in May. And we launched that with another important show, with a project to follow that particular show. And it's something that I've been compiling in my head since the 1980s, of how we go about fixing all aspects of society in a phase and shift way. The show provided bullet points and some explanations, but it required for it to go much deeper and bring in more topics. I thought this was something the members can and really should be involved with, as it then is presented as a collective effort and not one individual per se. And so, having done the original, we set out on a course to create a manifesto called The New Blueprint for Humanity, a collaborative exercise involving many of the members that culminated in it being delivered in two shows in early October. And even those shows was a collaborative effort, as some members came from all over the country, and indeed a separate country in one case, to take part in the two shows, and eight members read out the solutions in between my inputs. And that was enormously popular, having nine members reading out the blueprint, all of which went off flawlessly. All done live with no outtakes. And didn't they all deliver it beautifully? Now, the 29 categories we focused on as a reminder were the government, American overhaul, countries, global shortages, IT, law, oil and transport, military, soldier return, bloodline families, rogue elements, banking and finance, tax, housing, COVID, healthcare and costs, insurance to assurance, production, income and fair wage, school, training and apprenticeships, churches, charities and foundations, disaster relief, pedophilia, legalizing prostitution, science and technology, drugs and gangland, essential services, food and soil sustainability, mass media, and the water solution. The water solution. The way of water. And it was all packed with basic common sense ideas, all designed for the benefit of the all, including clowns and off-world if they behave. And those of you who are asking why it is not released yet, the answer is we ran into a few close-to-home roadblocks and that window of opportunity went by us. But that has allowed me to ponder further and develop it even more. And I'm waiting for the go-ahead to finalise it and release it to the relevant people and groups. This requires a fair bit of logistics to get this prepared better, and some things have to be fixed, set up, coordinated better before the final release this year. Now, despite the interference by a select few, we are still on track to deliver. I'm just waiting for the right divine-based time now. Now, I ended the two-part blueprint with a stirring speech, which I think should be replayed, and the preface of which said this: why is this needed? There are a multitude of reasons for this, but the two most important being: one, this world is collapsing under its own weight of failure, fraud, corruption and deceit. It has failed us all and cannot be fixed. We need to build anew in an all-inclusive way that is not based on the failures of the past in any way, shape or form. Two, following the peace treaty and under the 2016 Earth Restoration Plan formulated by some of the people and the Universal Council, this planet was designated as such to humans, that is, higher universal man, to restore and operate the planet in a better way than the previously designated parties. What I and few others understand is way beyond most people's comprehension of how, why, what, where, and by whom this planet was being operated. It was a dark forces plan whereby everyone, including the chosen ones, of which there were several, royals, bloodlines and elites, were all deemed surplus to requirements by the former controller. Our world, on a basic understanding level, has reached a tipping point of no return. The old world you knew will no longer work. It was never designed to work. All of our systems, be it government, banking, military, agencies, care facilities, security facilities, charities, foundations, global organizations, churches or conglomerates, are all failing and will continue to do so. Have you all wondered why nothing works anymore? Of why every program you all run on the people and the planet turns into an Ouroboros program, where one program swallows the other and failure after failure is your return? Now, since the major shift in our timeline and trajectory after 2012, all the old systems, plans and programs no longer work. The loops and repeating cycles of time have ended also. And that was addressed to the clowns. And I'm sure, as I said, many of you reading this will reluctantly agree on the above. Well, there is your answer as to why this needs to be done. The old world and old ways are gone. They're not coming back. Nor are your gods returning to fix things. And it all now comes down to what we do next. We the people can sit back like we have always done, acting like children and waiting for you all to fix things, or we can take the greatest leap of our version of mankind has ever seen. All of you who thought you had the golden ticket should now realize that was a ruse. It was a total distraction ploy, because whilst the former controller gave you all the wealth and the illusion of power, you gave him exactly what he wanted. All the world's assets. Now, most of those assets have all been safely returned to the Global Trust, and there are funds aplenty when the world is ready for this change. Until then, the trust stays closed. And that is no loss to we the people, as we never got to see much of it anyway. But to the elites, despite your wealth, the funding pot is diminishing by the day. It will not and cannot be replenished until you step down and work with us. You need the trust. We don't. But together we can use the trust for the maximum benefit of us all. And I mean the all, not the greedy few of the past. So to those of you sitting in your ivory towers at the expense of the people, it is time for you all to come off of your falsely created elevated platforms and start over as equals with all peoples of the world. You, like us, were played all along. You, like us, were lied to all along. You, like us, were used and abused all along. And you, like us, were used as batteries to feed the greedy, psychotic and malevolent. Look around you. Nothing works. The people and every system is in chaos. How long before it gets violent? Who do you think the people will come after when the COVID scam is unveiled to more of the public? And yes, we knew it was a scam from the off, having been privy to calls with one of the lead players in the Asian Black Sun group, who said, "We don't know how to stop it." Well, we do. And this plan will safely, non-violently deal with it all. We spoke with the lead Rothschild and he said similar. But what happens to those of you who orchestrated it when the people all find out? Because despite your Jewish quote-unquote mafia-led media and social engineering platforms banning or blocking everything, it hasn't worked to stop the flow of truth, has it? It won't. Because we are in a phase of frequency of truth. Lies and devious plans fail all the time now. How long do you think you can carry on spinning your wheels and continuing Ouroboros programs? How long will you tolerate failure? How long will it take for you to realize that nothing works? And the great question then is, when it ultimately fails, what happens next? What happens when the people have no food or water? What happens when the people cannot afford energy, homes or businesses any longer? What happens when civil unrest inevitably rears its head? How are you going to deal with all of that without initiating more violence and martial law tactics on a people who have nothing to lose? It's going to get real ugly. The people's patience will snap and you will be their target of their wrath, along with the police, as they have always been your first line of defence. We can avoid all of that and come together with these solutions in an enlightening and adult manner, none of which involves violence, killing people judicially or otherwise. And this will all be accomplished under the full disclosure for full disclaimer solution. And this is America's big opportunity to truly be the beacon for the world with a plan that is not complex or secretive, but out in the opening with the ultimate transparency. A radical rethink of how to change everything across the country and eventually the world into a world that involves drastically reduced criminality and fraud, as the sharing of everything with everyone will end most crimes. The crimes committed now and in the past are addressed in this solutions blueprint. It is a tabula rasa, a blank slate for us all to start again in a better way. Abuse and other crimes against children have to be the line in the sand. And these solutions are all about our futures, as all are included in this restoration plan. And currently, no one has a pleasant future, least of all the high earners, the elites, the bloodline families, royals, or any other self-appointed or self-serving group. The old world has descended into the pit. It's finished and it will eventually phase out of existence altogether. Our task is to build the new one so that we all have a future, particularly the children and the grandchildren. This plan will take 40 years or two generations to complete in full due to having to teach the children a new way and also retrain all teachers and parents, so that in two generations' time, the new way will become our modus operandi. Great changes can be made within 2 to 5 years, particularly in relation to the poverty situation. Much can be achieved within 3 to 6 months if we all act like adults and work together. Gone with poverty, gone with shortages, gone with debts that can never be paid back, gone with failing children at school, gone with wars, gone with high crime rates, gone with the homeless, and gone with environmental issues. No more shortages of basic needs, no more high unemployment, as the people will be in decent paying jobs and will want to work for the all. Our challenge to you is, how long will it take before the whole planet blows? Because like it or not, you will need the people like us to protect you when it does. By implementing these solutions, we can avert this in a peaceful and balanced way without needing to point fingers. As a representative of We the People, we take full responsibility for the mess this planet is in, and we are willing to work hard to correct it all. And before it gets ugly, we are offering you the opportunity to accept your role in it and work with us to correct each and every issue. It is my understanding from the Council that there are 489 aspects to the full Earth Restoration Plan, and we have detailed many of them in this document. We, like you, are currently small in number, but not lacking in willpower, effort or drive to undertake this monumental task. We are aware it was only the few who took over this planet and steered it onto a bad path. Rest assured, it will only be the few who will take it back and steer it onto a better path. It is said that a country that fails its children and elderly is destined to fail. We have failed ourselves, and it is our task to fix it. And the great question is, will you have the courage to step down and work with us as equals and change this planet once and for all? The dark path failed. The path of the light awaits each and every one of us. Which side will you be on when the great shift happens? Mr. Biden said in August 2022, "I believe America is at an inflection point, one of those moments that determine the shape of everything that's to come after." Indeed, we are. But this is not your normal inflection point. We are on the precipice of something far larger than us all, not just in America, but the world over. An opportunity for us all to go on the right path, a path that determines all of our fates, and it all lies within our own hands, effort and sweat. The most monumental time in Earth's history, where the people themselves have the ultimate task to fix the broken, worn down and failed old world and build a world and planet in our image, not their image. And this is a once in a lifetime chance for humanity. We will not get another chance to remedy this. We have failed as a species far too many times in the past. This is it, our final countdown, either to glory or banishment into stardust, scattered about the cosmos as a failed experiment. An opportunity for all of humanity to finally come together and end the divisive programs we all ran on each other. An opportunity for humanity to be proud of itself, not riddled with laziness, low self-worth, insecurities and fears. An opportunity to right all the wrongs and steer this planet and its differing races into a harmonic world of peace and prosperity. A planet of growth, not stagnation or indeed abject regression. A planet of abundance for all, not drastic differences in class and the many who have next to nothing. a planet where the people thrive and live life to the full, like it was meant to be, not slaving to death or immersed in crime, just to exist on a day-to-day basis. That is not life or living. It is an abomination and a dereliction of duty by us all. We the people have had enough of NATO, no action, talk only. Come and join us and let's be the change. Now is the time to get off of our collective backsides and do something that has never been done on this planet before. This is the first time in history we the people have come to you with an actual plan that will work. Let us not repeat his story, but create our story together. This next portion of the show is a summary of what was predicted for 2022. Just how much did we get right? And what this will all lead to into 2022 is what I see as our breakthrough year. That was said 12 months ago. And yes, 2022 was our breakthrough year on many levels, as this show has revealed. We started the year with the intent, and it ended with a lasting purpose. And I said there will be an end to the COVID fascism, and quite possibly an end to COVID altogether on a day-to-day basis. But the injuries and deaths will continue throughout the year, but it will become clear to many more people that it is the vaccines that is causing it. And I warned at that point the clowns will wish to end the cycle, but we must be aware they will likely have to create something else on a massive scale to replace it as a distraction. Well, that unfolded emphatically this year, or last year, as the COVID was pretty much done and dusted by spring in relation to the scam. Although clowns surrounding have still revealed themselves. But it seems now many have found their voice and dissension against the COVID and subsequent jabs is bubbling under the surface. I warned false flags may increase again, more potential war flare-ups with Russia and Iran, and also possibly India and Pakistan to become unstable again. Now, the false facts were largely connected to the media drama, although there was the usual school shootings and synagogue shootings that raised too many questions. And those that did question found the answers were not congruent with the events. Now, the potential war flare-ups unfolded with Russia before February was out, born out of the need to prevent the US, Israel and UK clowns implementing another false flag and virus via biolabs in Ukraine, and also the need to stop the totalitarian creep of NATO. Iran has been threatened all year, and Israeli agents have been doing strategic strikes on Iran all year, although many of their agents were caught and executed this year as well. India and Pakistan did threaten to boil up again at one point, but then internal issues, whether natural or created events, meant their focus in those countries took a different turn. Pakistan had major floods, food and power shortages. India had religious wars and violence. And then I warned that the two biggest distractions will be food shortage and some major global financial event. Now, the food shortage and indeed general supply shortage had been a steady theme for the whole of 2022. And unfortunately, I do not see that ending anytime soon due to a lack of people and the lack of workers. We said also about being comfortable knowing there are many, including some in our own group, that will continue to prevent malevolent actions and push for a much brighter future for all who remain. My crossing into 2022 brought excitement for what is to come, I said. I feel the quiet air and buzz of excitement going into this year. And I said the collapse of their narrative will be a credit to us all for keeping going against the lies despite the hostility thrown at us. Well, their narrative has collapsed spectacularly last year, as each week our shows have revealed stuff we have revealed in the past. So many proofs garnered from our book From His Story to Our Story. If there was any doubts as to the contents of that book, many have been alleviated this past year. And I said the inner excitement is because finally the light said to be in a tunnel, which is a tube, and I'm glad some scientists caught onto that this year, but the tube, tunnel or egg timer is narrowing and the shafts of light are emerging. And then I said that the majority of people on this planet, that light at the end of the tunnel will be a train. The truth train they all denied. But 2022 will bring some much clarity, and perhaps even some of the deniers will have no option. They will get angry when the truth train arrives in their world. Do not join them in their anger. Support where you can, but not too much, as they must learn themselves the hard way. And I said we have no time for I told you so rhetoric, or teaching them out of their rabbit holes. And yes, going down the rabbit hole was another trap. Don't go chasing white rabbits. Or white hats for that matter. And I said we have to push forward in improving all aspects of life. It will take them years to catch up. And we have another journey now of progression, big changes, and teaching to those ready of new ways, new paths, and new journeys. Yes, many of the former deniers of the jabs joined forces with those who doubted it all along, just as we warned. And the light at the end of the tunnel was us all along. And I said, think of the mirror piece I did to work that one out. And the saying is said that it's darkest before the dawn. And that may begin to make some sense in 2022 up to 2025, the year of the nine and the final Baktun from 2012. And remember, the Baktuns was within a pyramid structure. As it ends, it tips upside down, just like an egg timer. And I forecast what will change within our own group in 2022. I said further website changes and upgrades, an increase in traffic, workload and categories within the communal gatherings. All the THI Facebook pages will likely be closed down early this year, and they have made it clear we're not welcome, and to be frank, it is us that should not be welcoming them. They are liars, anti-life, encouraging division, creating childlike bots of rank stupidity, and we have developed enough to not need their Zionist fascist platforms. And all shows are now on THI-show.com page and our MeWe group. On April 17th, we closed down our Facebook page as promised due to increasing blocking of our admins and our refusal to not have bot-based admins. Yes, that is correct. Proper bot-based admins. And the Facebook is not being missed. In fact, many people and even advertisers ditched Facebook in the past year also. And I said we will be working on the From Russia With Love book next year, and sometime in the year it will be released. And as promised, we delivered the book needed. Indeed, we are now close to volume 2 as well. Many of you have seen the importance of that book, as the premise of it means for us all to come together as one, just like the TBC. The Village Project will expand exponentially next year, and I'm looking forward to that, including some shows on the impact we are having or developments within the village. And we delivered on that as well. It did expand this year, and that even included me as well. Initially, I was planning or expecting to be here in 2023, but the enormous generosity of a member brought my moving there forward by 6 to 9 months. I will forever be thankful to that member. And then I said, coming soon into the new year, a new project that has the potential to change the whole dynamics of what is going on. And that new project, which came in part from a download and a load of planning, was finally announced in April of last year, and the announcement was the new blueprint for humanity. I said that I have 3, maybe 4 must listen to shows coming up in January before I launched the new project. Well, I did have 3 or 4 must listen to shows in January, but they were not done in January, as other things took precedence and were pushed back. And then I said, what are the words for 2022? Taking back is one, along with several other interesting downloads, the gist of which will unfold in late January or February. And I warned that taking back our sovereignty, rights, freedoms and planet is what I suspect is behind those words. Indeed, our law group covered that far more than I ever did. And it's up to us all to manifest that, not sit back and wait for others. And the important initial stages of taking back was fulfilled with the production of the blueprint in many ways. But let's not forget ourselves as well, as many of you took back yourselves this past year and began to bloom. At the beginning of 2022, I said I would like to see within our own group next year become the year of doing and not just listening. And I warned it will be important. And I reminded people that the importance of the TPC had passed for 4 years before people started to take notice of what it was all about. And that I didn't want us to wait another 4 years for the importance of all doing something that helps the greater good and the all. And the message was, it is time to do, not just listen and wait. And I'm pleased that many of you took that to heart and started doing a lot more this year. I then warned, maybe you should all consider using your phones less in 2022. Calls and texts are fine, but using it for everything else is not a good way to use them. And to go back to laptops and desktops for your computer usage, and use phones sparingly. Also, delete all unnecessary apps. And then I said, remember this quote above all and use it as a mantra for the coming year. As one system goes down, we have to work to replace it with something better. The void is never dark, it is only dark due to an absence of our light. And many of you took on that mantra as well, as many began to shine their own light in increasing numbers and power this past year. The second word I got for 2022 was, it will be the year of the shedding. And I said, how that unfolds depends on many variants. Pardon the pun. Will they use variants to cover it up? Well, they did. Will the shedding just be the skin and its malevolent contents, or will a larger shedding of many, many people disappearing be the overwhelming case? And I warned we must be prepared for both scenarios, and we must push on regardless of what and how that event unfolds. Now, shedding indeed has taken place this past year, as many people, famous or not, began to disappear. And the shedding of that ilk will increase in 2023. But another shedding took place this year also. Members shedding their fears, low self-worth, limitation programs ran on themselves, and it is important all members do that. This is a very important phase for us all, one we must not waste, as the dying embers of the old world collapses in and of itself. And with the mass shedding out goes many of the programs, the programmed and the clown's ability to control anything anymore. Well, the clown's ability and control of things has failed real badly this past year. But you should notice over the past year the quietening of the climate control. Notice how the WEF suddenly went very quiet as well. Notice the fanfare of the SSP died down very quickly. Notice how many government leaders this past year were deposed or being challenged. As your resistance of 2021 led to the shedding of many of your so-called friends and work colleagues, and also love partners on a large scale. And the reason for that is not a thing of sadness. It is because you raised your frequency, and that is something to celebrate, as it was your own growth spurt. And I said the shedding of many lead dark-souled people will also unfold in 2022, including so-called celebrities and politicians. And that unfolded on a mass scale. Even the lead Rothschilds began to die off this year. But probably the most prominent death, or the announcement of it, was the death of Queen Elizabeth. The shedding of the narrative also, the shedding further of wheat and chaff. This must not be seen as a loss, but a gain, I said last January. Many are not ready for the change. Many will dabble at it, but only the few will take it on board. And the great question is, where on the board do you sit? And that sentence still applies now and into 2023. And all in all, a remarkable year on all levels that has seen us make steady progress, and in some cases, major progress. And we take that progress into this year, and the goal is to expand upon it. In 2021, we really built the foundations, and it was up to us all to continue to now build upon the foundations. We cannot afford to sit back on our laurels. We must strive to push forward for the greater good of all. And we ended that show with this piece. Build it and they will come. We built the village and the people have come. We built the communal gatherings and the people have come. We created the TPC video and the people will come to support it. And we must continue to build, continue to work on ourselves, continue to help and support each other, and continue to develop who and what we are, what we stand for, and above all, lift each other up. It has been a difficult year of observing, and they threw all kinds of shit at us, directly and indirectly. But we're all still here. We are progressing, developing, and building in the right way. We did not give up. We rose up. We did not back down. We backed them down. We did not break up. We observed their breakup and breakdown. We did not absorb them. We observed them. We did not regress. It was they who regressed. We progressed. We did not get jabbed. We jabbed them back with truth. We did not get tests, but we tested them to the full. We did not wear masks. We got rid of the real masks. We did not get jammed at the bridge. We are crossing it. We did not live in fear. We have created fear for them. We did not lack in care. We rose to care. We did not fall in love. We are rising in love. And I said many things last January, and as you can all see, many things came true. But 2022 was progress for me also. It was the year I learned to receive more, not just give, which gave joy to both parties. And other things that stand out this past year was the Congress chatter about the Jews eliminating the whites. A UN meeting on the Jews being Khazarians from Asia and not the Middle East. Two extraordinary occasions that again validated our book and quite possibly was created by the book itself. And then less than 24 hours after I did a piece covering the most maligned and ignored group of people, the white heterosexual male, Candace Owens, who is not white or male, repeated it publicly in a speech the following day. And there's been many more examples. And that was not the only thing in the mainstream media news that we have covered in our shows this past year. And that will continue, I believe, and may become even more obvious. All in all, the predictions were validated for 2022 and so much more. Right, this next part is a first for THI, and possibly a last as well, depending on how things unfold. But there was a tiny event of major importance of 2022. That I rarely speak of this level of work, as in general, no one has the need to know. Plus, it can spoil plans, lead to ego issues, and in some ways, saviour programmes. None of which is needed by me, the members, or listeners. I first met Kim back in February of 2016, and it was not until early 2019 that she got to hear or learn a little of what I was involved with before her. And that could bring some skill sets together with her, plus teaching her some things as well. A select few knew in Cosmic Voice that I was, what I was a part of, and also what I could do. But after the issues in that group, I decided to keep it all to myself and not reveal it or what I do. But circumstances 6 years later facilitated a need to enlighten a few of our potentials. Not my potential, but ours. And in October of 2021, I received some downloads and a potential mission to undertake in 2022. It wasn't overly specific, but I have learned to be patient, and the rest of the narrative will follow, provided I stay on the right path. Further clues and intuitions arrived before the end of last year, which was 2021 then, and certain songs came forth, and messages with messages and a picture began to form. But an important clue and confirmation came in February of last year, when I was asked by a member to review some work done by Ashiana Dean. Now, previously, I had discounted some of her work due to the references to Melchizedek's, too much Hebrew flavouring of the narrative, and the geometric stuff wrapped into macabres. Otherwise, the rest of her stuff was more than interesting, to say the least. But my discernment was for me not to engage it. And that was back in 2013, 2014 time, which is a busy time anyway. Now, normally, I would not click on videos, blogs or pieces sent, as I haven't really listened or engaged the alt media, certainly on a research level, since 2013 also. But this particular video turned up many interesting pieces that had aligned with much of what I'd revealed in our shows, and so I looked a bit further. And this led me to the timeline stuff, and I thought I could do a few shows on this material and mix it in with our material. Now, the first two shows, around 55% of it was our material and 45% Ashiana's. All nicely balanced in the 45-55, I thought. But the last two covered the timeline of events, part 3 and 4, and other pieces were added into it for a wider picture. And by the end of February, I'd worked out from all that material, both what I needed for the shows, and more importantly, what the October 2021 download was requesting. And often in the show, and to people I speak with, you will hear me say, find the pattern, and it always repeats. There was a distinct pattern in part 4, and yet nobody spotted it. And that's okay. But the first clue was this line. 2008, May 22nd to the 27th, the solar Bardoa ring wave 1. Bardoa means backflow. It's a backflow return of energy back into our own, our Jahar body, and to the Jahar Fa body. Now, the Jahar Fa is part of our anatomy and part of the spirit body anatomy, and also called our infrasound body. So this was the sun returning some of the energy. But it also had other purposes. 2009, May 22, 27, the solar Bardoa Ring Wave 2. 2010, May 22nd to May 27th, the Solar Bardoa Ring Wave 3. 2011, 12, 13 and 14, May 22nd to the 27th, the Solar Bardoa Ring Wave 4, 5, 6 and 7. 2015, May 22nd to the 27th, the Solar Bardoa Ring Wave 8, 2016 and 2017, May 22nd and 27th, the Solar Bardoa Ring Wave 9 and 10. 2018, 19, 20 and 21, all on May 22nd through the 27th, the Solar Bardoa Ring Wave 11, 12, 13 and 14 took place, which meant the final Solar Bardoa Ring wave would take place between May 22nd and the 27th, 2022. And that was my clue in late February, and then I went into deep pondering as to what was required, who would undertake it, how it would be done, and what would be achieved by doing so. By early March, I had formulated a plan. I decided it would be a big opportunity for some people to be involved in it. It would be a learning curve for some of those who would attend, and I will also show them how to see. Now, I did a few private presentations to explain certain things connected to that event and revealed it to no one. And that is an important factor in some of that work, because spitting it out to all and sundry is ego, and it can also ruin a potential mission of big importance. And high levels of discretion and control is required on that level. I then asked a select few, mainly those connected with the village, as they had witnessed some of the strange occurrences around me and are more adept at getting it and being comfortable with it. And the message was to prepare for a field trip. How many would like to go? And the date was left out of it due to security reasons, safety reasons for the members, and the purity of the mission. Now, eventually, by late April, early May, we had 16 members for the trip, and the decision was to go ahead and book it. We would be staying in a hotel in Holbrook, Arizona, for the duration. Now, we arrived on the 21st of May and left on the 25th of May, as mission accomplished. And also, I had to be back to write the next show. But upon arriving in Holbrook, those with me in the car witnessed an ET craft greeting. I witnessed an orb coming out of a strange shaped cloud and asked members to have a look, but they didn't see it. And I said, "It's right in front of us," and put the phone camera up to the windscreen, and it could be seen by the camera, but not by the naked eye. Cue shouts from one member of Wells the Fargo Thomas, repeated several times. WTF, WTF, followed by the now legendary multitude of questions from that member. "It is not questions I seek, but answers." Now, the reply was, that is what happens when you can see. And by the end of the trip, they all got the full meaning of that saying. Now, we arrived at the day before the final Bardoa Ring Wave. A presentation was made and some diagrams were shown to the members on the Saturday evening. But no inclination or clue is given of what was to take place on what was described as the mystery tour, which was to unfold on the Monday. The Sunday morning gathering before our trip to the petrified non-forest, members got to see in live action the sun in the sky showing a distinctive shape of a lock at the 7 to 8 o'clock position, which was one of the pictures I had shown them the night before. It was as clear as day. The sun had a huge gap in it, and then we went off to the petrified region and to teach people how to see. That was the fun day. And quite a few strange anomalies from the members happened that day, which wowed them, but is kind of run-of-the-mill stuff more for me. Petrified ancient tanks. Yes, you heard it correctly. Ravens appearing and following at certain points along the road. A strange humanoid guy following us around the petrified garden. But it was not a petrified garden, but a burial ground for the giants. Yes, you heard that correctly. Replete with a headstone, time portal gateways, underground soul chambers, and much more. Now, certain parts of that park were cleared, and the members were shown where the war took place in that park and its relation to the fake meteor crater that is around 30 to 40 miles away. It was a lot to take in for the members, and heads were exploding long before we headed home for another presentation of where we were heading the following day, but again no details of what was to unfold. I was up most of that night and was called to go outside, and in full view was a very rare 5 planets in a line right outside the hotel door. I guessed at that point they all came to witness what was about to unfold. Before we left on the mystery tour, another viewing of the sun with the gap in it was observed, and we headed off. And barely 50 miles into what was a 335-mile round trip for the day, and we were greeted at the side of the road by a skinwalker. It appeared out of the soil or grass and was trying to flag down my car. I drove past and we texted the others to witness it themselves. Some saw it and some didn't. At that point, I knew we were in for some fun and games, and they didn't disappoint. Around 2.5 hours of driving, we got to our first destination, having seen some spectacular scenery along the way. I pulled into this road, and the 3 cars behind me followed. We all got out, and what followed next was bizarre. A Native American just appeared from this gate post entrance to a small housing estate that clearly didn't warrant a guarded barrier at the top of the road. And he told us that we could not go down that road. And I wonder why, I laughed sarcastically. And I went away to clear my head, quieting some dogs down, and then make a choice of 4 people to stand behind me, and then we got started on what we were there for. Now, that place we arrived at was not the real destination anyway, but a vantage point over the valley, as I was looking for something specific of where we had to go. The entity acting as a Native American started to tell the members about Orion, Sirius, ETs and various other celestial or cosmic connections. Like that ever happens in general life. I stayed away from him as I knew what he was up to. It was no good, and I called an end to his gathering and we left for phase 1 and 2 of our mystery tour. The road we were meant to go down had suddenly disappeared and did not exist. But it was there, just cloaked. Araby, the name of the town, was playing games, and then, like magic, the very region we were going to filled with storm clouds to block the sun. Or so they thought. Everywhere else was bright and sunny, and still no one knew what was about to unfold. And we edged closer and closer to the zone, and I stopped the car and everyone got out. They were told to go into their positions and to safe space me and hold the energy around me like some sort of protective bubble. I then started the ceremony, which had two purposes. Purpose one was to clear the area of the grid overlay imposed by Solomon and the Orions, a giant six-pointed star that went into southern Utah, northwest New Mexico as well, and as far down as Phoenix. And we were in the center of it, about a quarter of the way down the northern part of Arizona. The center of where we were was a seat or a throne from which the Bennu bird sat, signifying more of the Hebrew flavouring surrounding it. And this place was called Solomon's Seal. Seal meaning to bind, and bound the whole area and was connected to other Solomon seals around the world. A binding grid network around the world operated by demons, courtesy of Solomon and his crew. With the bird knocked off its perch, the binding ended, the ground cleansed and reclaimed for humanity. This set the stage for part 2 of the mission. The second stage could now be implemented, and this involved a sword. Swords have different colours and are to be used for specific purposes, not just for killing people. The message I received back in 2017 was, learn to transmute rather than kill. And it's something certain people should have listened to and acted upon before they fell. The seat or perch was a small hill with a silvery outcrop, so the silver sword was required for that mission. And so we had the lineup, me in the front with my back to the members, the four in a line directly behind me, and the rest behind them. Out came the sword, and the second event unfolded. And the sword pierced the now very dark skies above us and connected directly with the sun. The sword was then energized by the sun, and we were ready for the next stage. I powered the sword into the earth and was attacked by something on the back of my left leg, the kneeling leg. And it snapped the hamstring. and so I asked the team to hold the space tighter as my legs turned to jelly with the onslaught of attacks. I went back to my spot after reeling back some 5, 6, 7 feet and ploughed the sword into the ground a second time and then prepared myself for the final blow. Intentions were set for the Solomon Seal region and humanity would sit upon the throne and those who act with service to others. The first sword strike ended their reign. The second strike registered our claim and the third and final strike anchored it to this planet. The power from the sword was then directed north, south, east and west, and a ripple effect to be sent around the world, signifying the end of their reign and a new beginning. The second part also anchored the solar Bardoa ring wave and will prevent the collapse of the sun that was planned by the dark forces. The sword will remain in place for eternity as long as we carry the right intentions. The sword is the throne, and the throne is now in possession of humanity. I hope they take care of it. The sword was set with specific intentions for those who try to interfere with it. It comes with consequences of actions, with dire consequences for those who wish to play with it. The frequencies that event generated, that was done at exactly 12:15, which equals a 9, will live with those members who witnessed that event for the rest of their lives. A stunning event that some members have since described as the most important, powerful and life-changing event of their life. It was that powerful. And I'm glad we all got to witness and take part in it. It showed those who attended just what we are capable of if we do our own work, if we operate in service to others, if we exhibit full and honest truth of the self, if we gain the sword of self-mastery and exhibit 100% personal responsibility. That is the jewels, treasures and wealth it can bring to you all. If I could bottle that 10 to 15 minutes for you all, it would be priceless. But despite the darkened clouds being stationed on a busy road, surrounded by open fields with wind, during that 10 to 15 minutes, not a single bird, car or truck passed us, and the wind disappeared despite the fake storm clouds above us. An eerie calm descended during the event that lasts until this day of revealing and will go on. If you wish to know why things are more serene and calm, that was because of this day. May 23rd, 12:15. 2022. As for the members in attendance, even to this day, they have not been given all the details of what took place 4 miles southwest of Araby. An outpouring of tears and joy and love followed those events by all who were there. Emotions were running beyond high. A high no drugs can ever give you. This was their own internal personal high that takes some coming down from. Indeed, a single thought of that event brings that high back, as they will all tell you. In fact, the 16 who were there are right now on that same high as that day. So what happened next? Well, we were not finished. We had another task to undertake and another 3 hours drive. And so we packed up and headed off, with me driving despite a snapped hamstring, and on we went. We stopped at a native gas station and the fun and games started there. They clearly did not want us around, and clearly they were not in control of themselves, with some bizarre behaviours, all of which confirmed they felt what we had just done. And so they refused to let us go to the toilet without a mask. I was next in line to go, and two attendants blocked the entrances to the two toilets, and harsh words were exchanged. And so I decided to see if I can pull a trick by cloaking, and went to the toilet and walked right past the native blocking the toilet, to much chagrin from some of the members, when they asked, "How was it that you were allowed to go and we all got blocked?" I just said I used cloaking to get in and hoped it worked, to replies of "What?" followed by dozens of questions, none of which I answered, and I just did my cheeky grin back. But the next stop was Whitpatki National Park. We got to the entrance and they had unsurprisingly put up a roadblock again. And this threw our plans off for a bit, until I found another entrance that was another 30 to 40 mile drive. We arrived at the entrance and went in, and I was scanning for a specific location in this park and narrowed it down to two sites amongst the ruins. Both were circular arenas and showed evidence of sacrificial arenas, which I pointed out to the members, again exhibiting what can you see and what are you not seeing. The energies of that place was awful. Trapped souls were everywhere, and yet more evidence at these sites of missing pieces that people in general just don't see. The Aztec ruins was the same. The Chaco ruins also, and the Whitpatki as well, all had a common theme. A, it was a sacrificial centre, and B, there are no doors into the homes visible or into the arenas. All of which means is they have covered them over. And these sites have way more to see below the ground you walk upon. So we all got into the arena, minus one or two members, after one member did his Mary Poppins impression and rescuing the umbrella of a damsel in distress. And once in the arena and in place, a vortex was created around us all, protecting us and blocking any intrusions or interference. And the vortex went spiraling around the arena like a force field. And one member was tasked to step forward and do a speech on behalf of us all. I then used the energy of the field to do a full clearing of the whole area, as this was the realm of Azazel and the demons. Jinns appeared at the opening and tried to get in, but couldn't get past the vortex. And after we had finished, the vortex was still in place, and again, whilst we did what we did, no guest or ranger in the park went near us, no wind, no birds, even though it was a very windy day. Just an eerie silence again. Why? We're both silent. Because we were in no time. We then chatted amongst ourselves in the arena, and two park guests went to enter the arena and they hit the vortex, causing them to reel back. They were invited in but hastily declined with a look of, what the F was that? And as we were leaving the park, the ranger entered the arena, wondering what we had just done. And we left her watching us spin round the outside edges of the arena due to the vortex created. And then we parted for the final leg of our journey, another 2 hour or so drive to the fake meteor crater, only to find it was closed. Yet another roadblock. But the members got to see no debris field anywhere within 6 miles of it. Which tells you it was not a meteor. The hole was already there. It was a mining operation. The gash in the side of the crater is where the missile hit it. That had come from the petrified forest. The sun at this time was setting, and this gave me an opportunity to see if what we had done had worked. I showed the members how to see the silver ring around the sun and then peer into it to find the black dot, the singularity. But then I asked them to remember what the sun looked like this morning, and is it the same now? To their astonishment, the sun was now whole, and the key lock shape witnessed in the morning was now gone. Which brought me a reminder from November 2019 when I was told, I am the lock and you are the key. I thought it referenced something or someone else. That day we found out who was the key. The key in part may have been the one, but it was used in the benefit for the all. And some of us went to check out our work in October in Chaco Canyon. Another set of native ruins, another sacrifice centre, and another connected to the former Solomon Seal and the Orion Zone, as Chaco Canyon represented Sirius on that overlay grid. That trip was pleasantly surprising, as we didn't have to do anything on that day, and was further proof of what we did on that day in May had fully worked. The songs that were prevalent and the clues to this trip and the events were The Man on the Silver Mountain and a line from another popular song with members of, We Stole the Power from the Sun and I'm More Than Just a Man. That is a line from this song. Those two songs will have a whole different meaning now, especially to those who attended. Just an average day out with a tiny man, with a tiny group, and a tiny show who some believes talks shit and is operating a cult. Yeah, right. They need to change their script, because we have written a whole new chapter of and for life on this planet. So what do we have in store for 2023? It will be very busy and packed year again, as we build upon what was set up in 2022 and previous years. We are currently in a few events. Has autumn vanished? Is it ultra cold for a reason? Who or what can't stand the cold? Think of a show we did in October. The second is the volcanoes. Look at the regions they're going off and connect them to our shows. You will find the pattern and also the reasons. Expect more chaos this year. More celebrity die-offs, more COVID die-offs, plus another virus to cover it. COVID itself will continue to erode and in many cases disappear from the horizon. Apart from the fact people are dying from the consequences of it and will continue to do so this year, possibly with much higher numbers. 2023 brings in the 2 to 3 years time period of long-standing issues with the jabs, with some doctors expecting this period will bring mass die-offs. Other doctors say 2 to 5 years. Another one said 3 to 10. There will be much sadness at the plight of people and COVID this next year. Try to observe it, not absorb it. You, unlike many other people, have had time to prepare for it. It is important you stay in control of you this year. It seems now that many have found their voice and are dissenting against the COVID and the subsequent jabs, and that augurs well for the truth. Once the high numbers really kicks in and is reported in the media, then the expected backlash from the public will unfold, probably this year. And this will cause the panic levels of the clowns to increase rapidly this year. Some will flee to their underground bunkers, others in secluded spots in the country, and others will flee to hidden islands. But whether above or below ground, they will not escape justice or the backlash. It will only delay the inevitable. The death of Queen Elizabeth will herald the end of the reign of the royals, not only in the UK, but other countries also. She, like Bush Senior, carried a certain aura, and that was sufficient to keep things in check. But now it will become a free-for-all attack on the remaining royals, and maybe Charles will not reign too long. Personally, I'm looking for them to push Harry and for he to reveal their sordid past in full detail. There is a reason they are trying to discredit them, him and Meghan. I believe it is because he's not the original Harry. Furthermore, he's not the son of Charles either, and he holds all the aces. One day, maybe in 2023, he will play his cards and reveal what they did to Diana and much more. Expect an increase in clashes or potential war in Turkey in 2023. Warnings for Belarus, Poland, the Mexican border, Iran, and the Istan countries. The Taiwan issue will also rear its head this year as well. further erosion of the Jewish elite power structure, as more will be exposed this coming year. Expect Netanyahu, the war criminal, to do something evil and radical to turn the tide. No matter what he and his psychopaths will do, it will not lead to their promised land. It will hasten their demise. America will struggle real badly this year as the folly of supporting failed regimes comes home to roost. One day they will have to realize what Kim and I warned them 6 years ago. They are taking America down and towards a third world country. Of course, we have a solution for that. They don't. Monetary issues on government levels will feature prominently this year, more so if they do a stock market crash again. The crypto industry will continue to be diluted and harvested, but beware a higher level clown trying their own version of the death currency and making it global. Expect further challenges on many governments around the world. Revolving door may be the new policy. Mainstream media will continue to erode and may be forced to covering our narrative more next year, to draw back the millions who have fled them. If not, their death rattle will increase. Reports of people and animals doing bizarre circles, plus a recent video of people being approached by something not in the visible range and then suddenly dying from interacting with it, is alarming. The same happened with a lion filmed in the wild. The extraordinary thing with these people is they all got instant rigor mortis, some even before they hit the ground. In humans, rigor mortis can occur as soon as 4 hours after death. This was in seconds. And clearly something was approaching these people, and what is unfolding is difficult to gauge. But the fact that the videos were mainly in Asia and was mixed in with the lion, does that bring a potentially interesting connection? Asian and the Lion of Judah, or indeed the Lion Serpent. There will be major breakthroughs for both THI and TPC this year. Let's work hard to make that happen. Other events are connected in many ways, like weather, faulty GPS, volcanoes, cleansing, planet and pole moving may bring more inertia, vertigo and dizziness. Observe, not absorb again. Learn to integrate and adjust to the dizziness, all with no fear, please. What is our future? What will it look like? When will this happen or that happen is the gist of many of the questions you all have. But A, I'm not the oracle. B, I cannot and never will decide your path for you. C, I cannot walk that path for you either. As D, that negates your own journey of discovery. And the key part, E, what are you going to manifest for yours and our future and for the future generations? Like I mentioned earlier, remember, the back tons was within a pyramid structure. As it ends, it tips upside down, just like an egg timer. The sands of time, and indeed their time, is rapidly running out now. It cannot be stopped. Remember that line. As many began to shine their own light and increase in numbers and power this year, the shedding of those that don't resonate at the right frequency will increase in 2023. The first word I got for 2023 is perseverance. Keep doing whatever you're doing to progress the self and those around you. As for me, there's a proud recognition of what we have all achieved this past year, but we must not rest on our achievements. We must continue to create more. I wish to thank everyone who helped me and us this past year. Too many names to mention individually, but you all know who you are. It was a fantastic effort by you all. Following the event of last May, I was called upon to end the middle zero of my own one-on-one with the One for this coming period. And that was part of the progression of what we are trying to do here. To date, it has failed. And this has caused me to take stock recently, to ponder and do a full review of my life and work, and brought some interesting conclusions. And the conclusions are, I have to think and act more for the benefit and protection of the self. So many sacrifices, betrayals, and kicks in the teeth all can take a toll at some point, and I wish to avoid getting to that point. The search for what I, or indeed we, need will lead me to making a move back to England this year for an undetermined amount of time. How long or whether permanent depends upon certain circumstances and how it all unfolds. This will suspend the team gathering that was being built for specific higher purposes called the G Team and also the Mystery School. I've tried to make everything fit, but those efforts are now exhausted due to a lack of inner, outer and understanding and the bitter disappointments endured over the last 4.5 months. There are times when I feel like that I'm just living in some monk-like existence, a robotic answering machine that must be on beckon and call 24/7. But the work goes on, just in a differing format and a more balanced and simpler lifestyle for myself. I do not expect it to delay the blueprint. That will still unfold when the timing is right. The shows will still continue as normal. I have quite a few must-listen-to shows and tiny shows in the pipeline, and I look forward and upwards to what the future may bring. The wider one-on-one with the One charts a path of discovery via the self again this year that will require greater effort and alignment within you all, as you never know when it will be determined or required. Don't wait for events to unfold. Be the event, because you are the event, let us not forget. There is a potential for a major event coming near the end of 2023. Time will make even less sense next year. Learn to embrace the spiral dance as within, so without. And this is an important lesson from here on in. What they do in their world is nothing to do with our world, our consciousness, our path, or our way of being. You chose your path and they chose theirs. Letting go, whilst it can be hard at times, will be essential again in the coming year. Worry less about families. Your family is within you, not external of you. In a world of madness, sadness and stupidity, THI is the island that provides sanctuary for you all. A place where you can remove yourself from cults, religion, drugs, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, saviour programs, and so much more. A place of comfort and joy, a place of learning, not education, a place without chaos, a place with serene calmness, a place for you to grow, heal, develop, and be happy. A place where you can find yourself, be yourself, strive, and thrive. We have made extraordinary progress on an individual and collective level. The key now is to not just keep that going, but to expand upon it. A reminder from the Cosmic Genetics Show: the universe is relying on us. Take that reminder with you throughout the year and keep trying to be better tomorrow than today. The final word for 2023 is growth. Prepare for it and be ready for all eventualities. The final song is my wish for the rest of the year, and also for us all. This has been the Truth, Honour and Integrity Show. My name's Thomas Williams. Bye for now.